You're from Memphis?
Yeah, that's my home.
You're a pastor?
No.
Just evangelist?
Just an evangelist, yeah.
What denomination?
Baptist.
Baptist. Southern Baptist.
Independent Baptist.
Independent Baptist.
Yeah, right. If I wasn't Baptist, I'd be ashamed.
And what for?
Well, if I wasn't Baptist, see, I would be believing all kinds of error and lies and traditions
I'm not Baptist. I'm a born again Christian. I don't feel like being.
Well, you see, the Baptists were the ones that preserved the Bible. And you know the freedoms and liberty that we have in this country, they come because the Baptists got kicked out of Europe.
It wasn't Baptists, Quakers.
Well, they were Baptists. They believed what Baptists believed. Some of them. See, Penn, I believe William Penn was a Baptist.
But that's not the only thing they wanted to do. They wanted to Christianize the government. They wanted to combine Christianity and government, which is not good.
Well, Roman Catholicism did that for 2,000 years.
But that's what Quakers wanted to do too.
Well, some of them did. They were Catholics that flunked their Latin, like the Lutherans. See, the Lutherans never got away from Rome, which was a church-state setup. And, of course, they were living, coming out of a dark period of time. There's darkness there, you know.
Oh, I don't know. It's really about that. Mr. Mason, that's his name? No, the vice president.
What about Calvinists? What do you think about them?
Calvinists?
Yeah.
Well, they had a church-state setup, too. Zwingli and Calvin and Switzerland.
I'm a Calvinist, by belief, not by all.
Well, see, I'm not a fatalist. John Calvin was a bright light in a dark time. It was real darkness, you know. They didn't have the...
Yeah, but he was right, though.
No, I don't believe he was. I don't believe that... Second Timothy, Paul said, I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may obtain the salvation that's in Christ Jesus. Well, if the elect are already saved, what does Paul have to do anything for to get them saved?
Well, that's actually what has to make them believe themselves in the salvation.
That's real convenient. You know what? Calvinism leads to hyper-Arminianism. Because you never know after you sin, after you're saved, whether or not you really got elected.
Yeah, but that doesn't change the fact that you're elected or not.
But I don't believe God is responsible for choosing some people to go to heaven and some to go to hell. He said, whosoever will may come.
Yeah, but he made all this up.
Huh?
He made all this up, so God did.
He made what?
He made all of this happening.
He knows they happen, but he allowed you to have the responsibility because he put you in his own image.
Well, I don't believe that.
He created you in his own image, and that was the image that had a freedom, an ability. Why don't you believe what the Bible says? They're talking
about...
Well,
I believe what the Bible says, but I think humans mean...
Well, he talks about free will all the time.
Well, I don't believe in free will.
But, I mean, you have a free will. You chose to come to this country.
But it doesn't change the fact I could have done different.
You could have, right?
No, I couldn't.
You could have.
No, I couldn't.
God knows what you were going to do, but his foreknowledge doesn't fix the thing.
Well, this is a long argument, but neither of us is going to...
Well, all you got to do is start believing the Bible.
Well, I believe it.
No, you don't believe it. You're a joke.
Whatever.